Lost luggage is an opportunity to stay afloat. Chris Evans, you know it's not a good sign when you arrive in early morning at the airport to check in your luggage and observe huge piles of suitcases stacked incoherently in layers behind an American Airlines reception desk. In our case, the cause of this calamity at Miami International Airport, as we were told, came from a total computer shutdown at the airport overnight. So it seemed imminent that one or both of our two boarded suitcases on our flight to Guayaquil, Ecuador, would not arrive at our final destination when we landed. As expected, my blue suitcase came through quickly upon arrival in the airport baggage tunnel okay, but my wife's red luggage bag did not. Know then our tragic saga would now escalate when we found out soon after by email that my wife's baggage would arrive on a flight later that evening. But that flight from Miami would also be late, leaving the possibility that her luggage would not arrive by the time our Ecuador tour began the next day. So in the meantime, I resorted to comically sharing my men's clothing with her as well as some toiletries with hope that the situation would resolve itself soon. But let's take a more positive look at this most irritating travel predicament. In the absence of your travel suitcase, one might evolve into a person acting much differently than their previous ways. For it seems to be a matter of how one chooses to respond to such airport-related crisis. He or she, for example, might consider such loss of their material possessions as a wake-up call to focus more on what really matters. With less stuff to carry, you can try to make life simpler for yourself where needs not wants become your primary focus. Or one might also consider the loss of their baggage as a fresh start to act humbler and more caring toward others who wish to share with you in such trying times. Don't waste these opportunities. Make them count.